Bloomberg Surveillance with Ken Pruitt and Tom Keene. Listen on demand via our Bloomberg Radio Plus app. Now available free for both iPhone and Android devices.
Interesting here in Davos, of course, everyone well-coiffed, which means we've got to look at the retail sector. No one better than Oliver Chenny is with Citigroup, where he looks at many different types of those fashion forward. Oliver, good morning.
Thanks, Tom.
I loved your note on Coach. Coach is, you know, I had one of the original leather belts like a million years ago, but it's very different now. A bit of a miss here. Illuminate us on Coach.
Yeah, they did a miss. They delivered a negative 2% comp. Wall Street was looking for plus 2 to 5. So this was a disappointment, and the stock's really taking it on the chin. It's a classic American brand, a great global luxury company with a wonderful management team. However, the holiday season has been tough. The macro challenges are there. And also, you know, there's been a lot of promotion in the category.
Let me have Joe Brusuelis jump in here. Bloomberg Economics Brief. It's good to bring in Joe, Oliver, because he's better dressed than I am.
I don't know about that, Tom. And you are in Davos. I'm here at the Death Star. Okay, so Oliver, this looks to me, reading through your note and looking at the report from Coach, there's a broader problem out there with the consumer. This isn't just exactly competitive pressures.
I think you're right. I think what we're seeing is, you know, there's been both winners and losers, and companies have had to respond to this promotional environment and customers wanting a great deal. Therefore, you know, it's been tougher for Coach, and Coach saw promotions at department stores, and it was hard for them to make their numbers as a result.
Now, Coach is an interesting subject here because it's an aspirational luxury brand. It's not a true luxury brand. So are they just the ultimate tweener stock right now?
Yeah, I think you're right. I think what's beautiful about Coach is they actually pioneered this accessible luxury category, you know, which is a huge difference, a $300 average unit retail versus, you know, $1,000 plus at Louis Vuitton and others. The problem with Coach is a problem of their own success. They have a 30% market share, and they have 30% margins. That's globally the best, and it's difficult to anniversary that. So it's a high-class problem. But to Tom's comment about being well-coiffed, Coach is also, they just announced today, they're kind of undergoing a strategy to outfit people in more ways. So they're looking at footwear and other categories as additional growth drivers.
So were they overexposed in terms of the luxury bag or the aspirational luxury bag market?
I think it's been tough for them to anniversary such good market share, and that in a way that they're a victim of their own success.
Now, your note was very interesting that you mentioned technological alternatives during the holidays. What do you mean by that?
Well, the interest level continues to be high in the mindshare of all people in terms of the tablets, you know, the electronic devices, and how much that's taking over our life and different times of the day. So I think there's no doubt that the iPods, the iPads, and other items, you know, occupy a lot of mindshare and consumer interest. And on the other hand, these retailers have done a much more aggressive good job kind of promoting their brands through these channels. And clothing and handbags are often bought through the tablet. It's one of the most purchased items.
What is the mood of retailers into 2013? Do they have an enthusiasm about the underlying economy and about underlying consumption? Or are they playing it close to the vest?
I think it's mixed. I think we are seeing management teams state a lot of cautious optimism. I would say there seems to be less long tail risk for severely bad events happening, and unemployment relatively stabilizing, and not new shocks in Europe, which is good. On the other hand, the consumer behavior has changed, and companies have had to manage inventories a lot tighter, try to deliver goods a lot faster to people, to be in touch with the trends, and also offer planned good prices on products across the spectrum. You know, we continue to see winners at TJX grabbing market share, and that's an off-price concept.
What's your outlook for the true luxury retail sector going forward here in the fourth quarter earnings?
You know, I am recommending Harry Winston and Tiffany. I think Harry Winston is a unique asset in that diamond demand will continue to be a long-term factor. The back half of the year looks better for China specifically, as people figure out from a political perspective who to give gifts to and other factors, and as jewelry and watch demand picks up. So I like what I'm seeing for the back half in Asia, and that should help luxury stocks as well.
So what you're saying is that firms that have exposure to the external sector, especially the mid-cycle recovery in China and East Asia, should do well?
Yeah, I think so. That's my view of 2013. And beneficiaries of that, you know, are potentially Tiffany as well as Harry Winston.
What's the future here domestically for those luxury brands? How are they going? Excuse me. Where do they have to diversify in order to take advantage of the new emerging markets?
Yeah, I think there's no doubt that Asia and China remains a very important market, and that's true for a lot of my companies. There's very modest percentage of sales generally for the U.S. companies, about 2-5% of revenues. And that means that these companies are embarking on a strategy to also familiarize the Chinese market with the brands, the brands that we know well here already, like Tiffany.
Mm. Single Best Buy. Help us out, Oliver. Single
I like Fossil. I'm excited about Fossil. I think, Tom, you know, I like what they're doing with watches. They have some great brands. You should think about getting one of them. They're wonderful. Actually, you have a great watch, from what I remember.
Yeah, and even tells time here in Switzerland. Wait a minute, it's broken. It's 6 hours behind. Oliver Chen, thank you so much. Greatly appreciated with Citigroup.
Listen to Bloomberg Surveillance weekday mornings at 7 Eastern on Bloomberg 1130 in New York or on Sirius and XM Satellite Radio Channel 113. Copyright 2013, Bloomberg LP.